Why were two slender young women wearing yellow bikinis and waving at traffic in front of McDonald's on 50th Street in Tampa this morning? The activists from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, were drawing attention to what they say are inhumane chicken killing practices in the slaughterhouses of McDonald's suppliers. Arthur Andrews is from Tampa. He was passing by and says the information he learned from the PETA spokespeople will keep him away from eating at McDonald's.
Well, you know, it's bringing attention to, you know, the process of the meat, you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't even know this.
And now that you know it, what do you think?
I won't be stopping at McDonald's no time soon.
A McDonald's spokesperson said nobody from the fast food company would be available for a taped interview, but an unsigned statement read in part, McDonald's expects humane treatment of animals by our suppliers. McDonald's requires our food suppliers to do the right thing for animals, for humans, and for the environment. Our goal has always been to lead the industry by bringing about improvements in animal welfare, including rigorous ongoing audits of our suppliers' facilities. One of the bikini activists, Tracy Patton, isn't buying it. Patton is an international grassroots campaign coordinator for PETA.
McDonald's really can't defend themselves because they know what they're doing is wrong. They seem to be spending their time, money, energy, and coming up with reasons why they won't implement it here in the United States.
Give our listeners an idea of what kind of methods you're talking about. What happens to these chickens?
In the current method that McDonald's is using, chickens are violently dumped from their transport crates. They're shackled by the slaughterhouse workers while they're still flapping and stressed, and they shackle them, they turn them upside down, and you kind of have an assembly line, and the chickens are supposed to be cut. Their throats are supposed to be slit by a revolving wheel, but many times, since the chickens are smart or they're in fear, they'll move their heads, the blade won't actually cut them, and then they actually go into the scalding tank while they're still alive. So they'll be scalded to death, and they excrete bodily fluids, if you will, into the scalding tank, which contaminates the water. And then every chicken after that goes into this contaminated water.
What would you like McDonald's to do now?
You know, PETA's calling on McDonald's to switch over to this less cruel method. It's readily available. Their own top welfare advisors recommend it. And it would eliminate, you know, the cruelty that chickens are currently suffering from. There's really no reason why they're not doing it. And so we're calling on consumers to boycott McDonald's until they can make a very common sense switch.
I want to ask you about something that I've heard from vegan feminists. And they say that they completely agree with the message about no cruelty, but they have an issue with having women here who have body shapes or ages that are the ideal, but aren't what everyone looks like. What's your response to that?
You know, this is really just a fun and upbeat way to draw attention to a very serious issue, and that McDonald's needs to step out of the dark ages and update their method of slaughter. They're the restaurant that sells more chickens than anybody else, and so they have the responsibility and the ability to make this switch.
The other self-described PETA chick in a bikini, Layla Slayman, is from Phoenix.
My sign says McDonald's tortures chicks. That's implying the chickens in the slaughterhouses, and we're here to draw attention to a serious issue. Everyone can visit McCruelty.com if they want more information about that. We're just putting pressure on McDonald's to make some simple changes. So everyone can visit McCruelty.com to find more out about that.
A woman passing by on the sidewalk along the busy street, Chyna Gonzalez from Clearwater, took some information about chicken slaughterhouses from the PETA activists.
Well, I agree with them. They need to change the method on how to, you know, dispose of or kill the chickens so it won't be contaminated, and we don't need that.
McDonald's says that nothing's wrong. The way they do it is just fine. What do you think? What's your message to McDonald's?
McDonald's needs to change it and make it more better for the people. Better way to cook in the chicken or buying the chicken.
Will you still eat at McDonald's in the meantime?
No.
But not everyone was convinced. Dee Dee Tabia is from Tampa and said despite what she learned about animal cruelty, she will still shop every day at McDonald's.
I really think they should go to the slaughterhouses and do it instead of doing it in front of the businesses. But like she says, they have to put the pressure on the biggest suppliers, which is McDonald's, so that way they could put the pressure on the slaughterhouses.